This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the deadly coronavirus. In a statement Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. Earlier, President Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with us. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
Xi faces mounting domestic criticism following the virus-related death of a doctor who issued an early warning about the outbreak. Meanwhile, the death toll continued to climb in China, with the National Health Commission saying Saturday that 722 people had died from the disease. Several thousand people remained quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the coronavirus. Reuters correspondent Beth Timmons has more.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Beth Timmons. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has removed two government officials who testified against him during his impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
The ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, says he's being recalled from his assignment effective immediately. Sondland provided damaging testimony about President Trump's pressure campaign against the president of Ukraine and named cabinet members reportedly in the loop. Now that President Trump's been acquitted, Sondland is out. So is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the decorated soldier and national security aide who testified against the president.
I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
Vindman was escorted out of the White House, according to his lawyer, as retaliation for telling the truth. Vindman and his twin brother, who's a White House lawyer, have both been reassigned to the Army. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Federal investigators say that there's no sign of engine failure in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The National Transportation Safety Board says wreckage from the helicopter that crashed, killing Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others, did not show any sign of engine failure. An investigative update from the NTSB says a tree branch at the crash site was cut, indicating the engines were working and rotors were turning at the time of impact. A determination on the cause of the January 26th crash could take a year or more. The helicopter was ferrying the group to a girls' basketball tournament at Bryant's Mamba Sports Academy when it slammed into a mist-shrouded hillside in Calabasas, California. I'm Mike Gracia.
The UN Human Rights Office says that scores of civilians are being killed and wounded while hundreds of thousands of others are being displaced in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
In the first 5 days of this month, the agency has verified that at least 49 civilians, including 14 women and 17 children, have been killed. It notes at least 186 civilians were killed last month. Agency spokeswoman Marta Hurtado says it is shocking that civilians continue to bear the brunt of the hostilities. She tells VOA all parties to the conflict are attacking civilians. The UN says airstrikes by Syrian and Russian forces are responsible for most civilian deaths and injuries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A down day on Wall Street as stocks retreated from record levels. All three major indices finished trading in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.94%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ dropped by 0.54% each. A report on U.S. jobs in January and concern about the coronavirus were credited with driving stock prices lower. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.